An October 23rd announcement from Ontario's Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing, Paul Calandra, could potentially impact Trent University's long-term plans to develop university lands. In April 2023, the provincial government approved the City of Peterborough's official plan, a document outlining the long-term development plans for Peterborough until 2051, but they made 61 changes to the city's proposed official plan. Then, on October 23rd, Calandra announced that these changes, quote, failed to maintain and reinforce public trust, end quote, which led into the rest of the announcement.
In response, as soon as I am able, I will be introducing legislation that would reverse the official plan decisions for Barrie, Belleville, Guelph, Hamilton, Ottawa, the City of Peterborough, as well as the regional municipalities of Halton, Niagara, Peel, Waterloo, York, and Wellington County. The legislation would wind back provincial changes to official plans and official plan amendments.
One of the changes that has been reversed could have long-term implications for the development of Trent University. Initially, Peterborough's proposed official plan designated much of the Trent University-owned land as rural transitional area. According to the City of Peterborough official plan, this designation was intended to protect the potential for future urban development of these lands beyond the scope of the official plan to 2051. In a letter from Trent University planning consultants Boosfields Inc., dated January 4, 2022, they write that, quote, the rural transitional area designation freezes the lands and excludes them from redevelopment in the time horizon of the official plan. The university's lands should not be down-designated in this way, given that the university has already completed a detailed plan for their lands, end quote. The letter also indicates that, quote, ensuring that there is permission to develop housing on the university lands will help to alleviate student-based demand for off-campus rental housing with on-campus student housing options, end quote. The changes made by the provincial government in April included altering land designations, including rural transitional areas. After the changes, these areas would now be considered designated greenfield areas, which, according to Peterborough's official plan, are intended to accommodate a portion of the city's anticipated residential and employment growth to the year 2051, opening up these lands, including the Trent University lands, to redevelopment. Now that the provincial government has reversed their decision to change official plans, it is uncertain what the future of university lands will be. But Trent Radio requested a statement from Trent University about this announcement, which reads, quote, it is not clear what the implications might be arising from the province's plans to introduce legislation that could reverse official plan decisions for several municipalities. We will continue to present the Trent Lands Plan as our official intentions for our campus and advocate for policies that permit us to advance this plan, end quote. If the original rural transitional area land designation from Peterborough's official plan is again in effect, it could make it difficult for Trent University to properly execute their Trent Lands Plan until 2051. This has been Eddie Sweeney reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF FM 92.7 Trent Radio here in Peterborough, Ngozi Oenong.